Radio Global Link.
Zanamaka calls for actualization of market and bus act. ERB concerned with proliferation of traders in LPG. And drone strikes hits funeral in Sudan, killing many mourners. Good afternoon, with the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamuno. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association Zanamaka has urged government to enforce the Market and Bus Stations Act to help prevent recurring fire outbreaks in markets across the country. This follows the recent fire that gutted Chwempala Market in Chongola last night. Zanamaka President Mopela Kamea said the implementation of the act would ensure that large markets have functional fire brigades on standby to respond promptly in case of emergencies. Speaking to RTV News and Lusaka today, Mr. Kamea expressed concern that most major markets lack nearby fire brigades, a situation he said has contributed to repeated incidents of markets being reduced to ashes. This is an urgent matter as many traders continue to lose property that supports their livelihoods, said Mr. Kamea. He added that actualizing the act would bring order and safety to marketplaces, emphasizing that property losses in markets have a negative impact on the national economy. Meanwhile, Mr. Kamea also called for intensified sensitizations of marketeers on fire safety and the proper management of their trading spaces.
Private sector, you know, must come on board. Companies providing insurance must come on board. This is a platform where they can also make money. It's a win-win situation. Government will benefit, the private sector will benefit, and the marketeers will benefit. Because losing property is a drawback to the economy of this country. You know, marketeers depend on what they sell and what they're dealing in, and if they lose property, and then at the end of the day, they're not given that protection. I mean, if government goes there to give them a ration because they have lost their property, it's not enough, because what they've lost is more than what, you know, someone can contribute.
Nkana Member of Parliament Benoit Mpondo has described his 30-day suspension from Parliament as unfair, saying that similar conduct by some members of the ruling party has not attracted the same disciplinary action. Yesterday, Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti suspended Mr. Mpondo for 30 days on two counts: contempt of the National Assembly and use of unparliamentary language towards Mongo Member of Parliament Oliver Amutike. But speaking when he featured on Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mpondo said the suspension has deprived the people of Nkana of representation, adding that the speaker could have guided him to withdraw his remarks instead of imposing a suspension. The charge and the suspension were based on issues that other MPs also commit in the House, said Mr. Mpondo. He noted that several citizens have since advised him to use more refined language when addressing matters in Parliament, a call he says has taken seriously. Mr. Mpondo emphasized that his allegiance remains with the Zambian people and will continue to represent their interests passionately.
Defend myself, I will protect the integrity of Parliament by ensuring that the bullies are put in their space. In this case, in fact, Luena and Mongu are the worst culprits when it comes to bullying. We have not had peace in that house. But what can we do? They are always protected by the speaker. Us, whenever we nangfewa kola, fe nangfeku useka.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has observed with concern the proliferation of traders in liquefied petroleum gas, retailing and distributing without valid licenses from ERB. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says that engaging in LPG distribution and trading at unlicensed premises not only violates the law but also poses significant risks to the safety of traders, consumers and the public. Ms. Kasumpa stated that this is because traders in LPG licensed by the ERB follow strict safety regulations, including use of approved equipment and ensuring proper handling, storage and distribution. The ERB hereby warns businesses and individuals that trading in LPG without a license is an offence under the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019. Violation of the law may result in enforcement action, including prosecution of up to 5 years, said Ms. Kasumba in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. She has urged all businesses and individuals or their agents involved in the LPG trade to regularize their operations by obtaining the necessary ERB licenses by 31st December 2025.
Those found operating unlawful facilities will be prosecuted or fined in accordance with the provisions of the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019. The ERB is committed to ensuring the safety and legality of LPG trading to protect consumers and promote the sustainable development of the energy sectors. Consumers and the general public are also advised to purchase LPG products only from the ERB licensed traders to ensure quality, safety, and recourse in the event of any LPG related issues.
Former State House advisor Chris Somanizimba has been arrested for publishing a false article about Patriotic Front PF Faction Acting President Given Luminda on social media, contrary to the provisions of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. According to police, the matter was reported on October 9, 2025 at 14:58 hours by Mr. Luminda, prompting an immediate investigation by the Zambia Police Service. Police Public Relations Officer Rehamonga said that he was subsequently cautioned, charged and arrested for offences of prohibition of identity-related crimes and prohibition of harassment and humiliation contrary to Section 11, 1A and 22, 1A of the Cyber Crimes Act. Dr. Zimba is currently in police custody awaiting court appearance, and the Zambia Police Service would like to warn members of the public against the misuse of social media and other digital platforms to spread false, misleading or defamatory information about individuals or institutions, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. He further emphasized that such actions constitute serious criminal offenses under the Cyber Crimes Act and attract severe legal consequences, including arrest and prosecution. We now join Chela Silomba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a great afternoon to listen to your number one radio station, but updating on the business side, and where it's trading to currency 1.30 is the pound, the weaker pound 1.15 is the euro 7.12. I'm looking at Chinese 186.65 Indian rupee 17.50, just in case going to Africa. The African rand does depreciate a bit there, and gold lovers Natrix 968.95 an ounce, down from the 4,000 and above. Copper price down as well to 10.655 from 10.88. 15.03.8 is Nikkei, and Brent crude on 6488 at 61.09, just in case you're flying JQ up. And in case you are looking at your bread, 548 that is wheat price, the international market 432 that is corn, 6572 that's for you, where the cocoa price is international market 1133 that's soybeans as well. Now the stock markets are rumbling up there. I'm looking at London Stock Exchange on 9632. Dow Jones goes to 4785.24, and very on the Lusaka Stock Exchange 25398.32. I've seen shares for Zanaco taking head with where financial shares are contained, and also seen as CEC shares and versus the CCMIH holdings. So to all of you looking for the Kwacha position, Kwacha loses some ground as I'm talking to this huge man for currency on the market. I think it's to do with importation of goods coming up over Christmas, and of course with about 7 weeks before we go industrial break. So here it is, Kwacha trading on a higher side on 22.70 at the banks, at 22.85, that's where the bureau is also heading to. On a buy level, the banks are quite high, they are buying is as high as 22.353747, right? So Kwacha depreciating there, but it's all right, leave it where it is. It's only 25. Enjoy your entire lunch as we have a weaker Kwacha on the market. No, very weak within the band, 22 on a 27 high. Enjoy your lunch. No T-bills, no bond applications. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, at least 40 people in Sudan have been killed in a drone strike that targeted a funeral that was taking place outside the army-held city of El Bied in North Kordofan state officials and activists say. They blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces for Monday's attack on our Luwib village as mourners had gathered in a tent. The RSF has not yet commented.